A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Good evening, 6 o'clock at KSL News Radio. I'm Jeff Kaplan. We're at 73 degrees, KSL's top story. Wasatch Front leaders are giving the thumbs up to a new transportation plan that includes a gondola in Little Cottonwood Canyon. But they told us in a press release hours before today's vote that it was going to be approved. KSL News Radio's Amy Kobabe is live with the story. Amy?
Jeff, the Wasatch Front Regional Council sent us a press release hours before today's vote saying it was approved. A spokesperson for the council says they wrote multiple versions, but he was unable to provide any examples of those versions when pressed. The council has already voted on including the gondola in the transportation plan, so that was back in January, but today's vote was an official approval of the full plan. Over 100 people were there, and most of them were disappointed with the result, including Jesse Margulis.
I don't even know why there was any public comment, to be honest, because they did not listen to us.
Still, this is how the chair, Don Ramsey, ended the vote today.
It may not feel like you've been heard, but I want you to know we have heard you. And there are certain things we can and certain things we feel like we can't do, but we have tried to come up with a way to be reflective.
Reporting live, Amy Kobabe, KSL News Radio.
Thanks, Amy. Hey, it's back. The Delta Center sign is back up at the arena downtown. KSL News Radio's Lindsay Ertz was there as some letters were hoisted into place.
First crews screwing the word Delta into place, then the red and blue colors, then the word center, all to be lit after sunset.
I've been living in Salt Lake for over 30 years, and for me, I'm not sure it ever changed.
That's the sentiment of many a Jazz fans. One of the construction workers putting up those letters is named Brad.
I put the original ones up 25 or whatever years ago.
The building hasn't been called the Delta Center since 2006.
What does it feel like 25 years later?
I'm older.
The new letters are not the same ones from back then. New ones have been made. The court inside the arena will get rebranded in October. Lindsay Ertz, KSL News Radio.
KSL News Time 602. A credit rating agency has put the U.S. on notice as the country nears a default. Maria Chaleos is live at the KSL National News Desk.
Jeff, the credit ratings agency putting U.S. credit on watch for a possible downgrade. ABC News business correspondent Alexis Christopher says it's a red flag for lawmakers in Washington.
A downgrade would cause our interest rates to skyrocket here, and also it would raise the cost of issuing debt in this country.
President Biden working to reassure Americans that there will be no default on the national debt. The president says he and House Speaker Kevin McCarthy are making progress.
The only way to move forward is with a bipartisan agreement, and I believe we'll come to an agreement that allows us to move forward and that protects the hardworking Americans of this country.
The two sides facing a June 1st deadline. The founder of the Oath Keepers, Stuart Rhodes, has been sentenced to 18 years in prison for his role in the January 6th storming of the Capitol. His attorney, Philip Linder, had this reaction.
Of course, I wanted less. The prosecutors wanted more. But based on Judge Mehta's belief of what the facts show and his recitation of that yesterday and today, that was lower than what I thought Mehta would do.
The sentence, the longest so far in punishments for those found guilty of planning or participating in the attack. A California man is free after serving 33 years in prison for a crime he did not commit.
I just knew that one day this was going to come. I'm just so grateful. I just thank God.
Daniel Cedeno was convicted in 1989 for the attempted murder in what prosecutors at the time said was a gang-related shooting. The L.A. District Attorney recently became aware that one of the convicted men told a parole board 5 years ago that Cedeno was not involved in the shooting in any way. Live from the KSL National News Desk, I'm Maria Chaleos, KSL News Radio.
When you consider the entire Memorial Day weekend, today was the busiest day for air travel, and so far, as we head into the evening, so good.
Under 100 flights have been canceled in all of the U.S. on this busy day. That's extremely low compared to some days like in late December when thousands of flights were canceled per day. The Honolulu airport has had the most canceled flights of any U.S. airport today, and it's had only 8 canceled flights, mostly due to weather on Guam impacting flights heading there. United is the airline with the most canceled flights at 43.
That's ABC's Alex Stone. There have been 64 delayed flights into and out of Salt Lake Airport today. It's not their busiest time of year, but deer and other wildlife will be near the roads this weekend. Here's KSL News Radio's Adam Small to explain.
Faith Eaton Jolly with the Division of Wildlife Resources says deer-related crashes peak around the mating season in the fall, but it's not uncommon to see them in the spring as they try to head back to the once barren tundra of the mountains. Faith says while you can see deer all over the place, it's pretty common to see them along Highway 6 and the intersection of I-80 and I-84.
Be extra careful in wooded areas of the state around sunrise and sunset. They say don't swerve to avoid an animal if you hit one. Move off the road and call for help. If you're planning to camp this holiday weekend, most campgrounds in Utah will be open, but not all of them.
The Rock Cliff area around the Nature Center at Jordan, now we've closed that off due to the high water levels in that area. The rail trail that connects Park City over to Colville by Echo, there's some sections there that have washed out. And then the Mormon Flats group site at East Canyon State Park is closed.
Devin Chavez from State Parks tells Dave and Dujanovic most of the state reservoirs are filling quickly with melt-off water. KSL News Time 6:06.
It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLPodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.